This is NEPM's Valley Voices Summer Shorts podcast. I'm Andrew Shelfo from East Hampton, and this is my story, A Family Reunion. I had such a good time telling this story at the NEPM studios in Springfield. I wanted to tell this story because it's something that has been on my mind for a while, and telling it on stage, the audience really got involved in everything that I was saying, and it was such a wonderful experience. I can't wait to say it again. I hope you enjoy it. Now you're all thinking, like, if he writes a lame bio, how good can the story be? That's sort of buzzed. So thank you. Thanks. Great. Sorry. I'm sitting on a graffiti-covered bench overlooking a murky pond in Newark, New Jersey. Behind me is Weequahic Golf Course. But it's February, and the golf course is closed. Now, I grew up in a town that neighbors Newark. And when I was a kid, I thought that only bad things happened in Newark because the bad things that happened in Newark were always on the news, and then Newark was blamed for the crime that would happen in towns that were surrounding it, like mine. And then when I was in high school, Newark became the carjacking capital of the United States. Go Newark. But the golf course was an oasis. I mean, at least it was when they finally closed all the holes in the fence around the golf course. Because before they closed the holes, you'd be out golfing and you'd hit the ball, and then a kid would run through one of the holes and steal your ball, and then they would ransom it back to you later on if you wanted to play with the same hole, right? But my father, he loved playing at Weequahic Golf Course because it was close to his house. It was an easy course. It was never really crowded. And he was never really bothered by the idea that it was in Newark. And I would go there and play with him often. And my father passed away in January of 2004. Now, a year after he passed away, my mother commanded my three brothers and me to go spread his ashes. And we said, okay, well, where should we go do that? And she said, with her typical Midwestern stoicism, you knew him, you figure it out. So this is what I knew about my father, right? He liked his jokes punny. He liked his pork chops well done. He liked his family big and loud. And he liked his gin cheap and on the rocks. And he also liked golf. So I suggested we go down to Weequahic Golf Course to spread the ashes. And my brother said, sure, let's go do that. So we got in the car, we go down to Weequahic. Now, the golf course was closed, but there's usually always a way to find a way onto a closed golf course, but not this one. Like, we went all the way around, we couldn't find a way in. So what we had to do is he said, all right, well, right here there's this fence, and it's along the rough on the 10th hole, and I could speak from personal experience, and I know that he spent a lot of time there in the rough on the 10th hole. So I'm standing there on my tiptoes, and I have this plastic bag full of ashes, and I'm tipping it over the fence, right? Now, it's January, and it's cold, and did I mention that it's windy, too, right? So the ashes are going everywhere. You know, they're in my hair, and they're getting in my mouth. And you would think this is the moment where somebody would, like, say something profound or something like that, but I think we were all just too busy cursing under our breath at the wind and all this other stuff. And plus, my arms were getting really, really tired. So I mean, on the TV and the movies, when you see people spread ashes, there's never this much ashes. There was a lot of ashes, right? Like, this is a lot. So I have to bring my arms down and I say, look, we got to figure out a different plan. So we say, okay, there's a pond across the street from the 10th hole. We can spread the rest of the ashes there. And someone says, oh, that's good. And because, look, there's a bench and mom can use that bench to sit there when she comes to visit him. And I think we all knew that our 73-year-old mother was never going to trek down to Newark. But I do think we all thought that we would make our way back there at some point. So we spread the ashes, we get in the car, we get out of Newark, we go to an Irish pub, and we get a table by the fire, and we have some Guinness, and we toast to our dad. And then I was there, and I was glad to be out of Newark. And then I never went back. And then I wasn't back until, you know, today, 18 years later. Now, you could say, like, well, what took you so long? Well, I guess, you know, life got in the way. I moved to a different state. I got a divorce. I got a job that took up a lot of time. So I'm sitting here in the car by the pond, and I notice that the city has put in a lot of work now to what's been, you know, since the last time I'd been there. There's now a track that goes around the pond. There's new gates by the golf course, and they have a big sign that says Weequahic Golf Course, the oldest public golf course in New Jersey. So I get out of the car and I go and I sit on the bench. And I'm feeling a little bit guilty and self-conscious because I haven't been there in a while, first time ever. And I feel a part of me is like, I don't know if we did the right thing. I don't know if Dad belongs here. And I also wasn't really sure what I was supposed to do. And he'd been gone for 18 years, and I spent that 18 years thinking about what it means to be a dad. And what I figured out was, like, a dad is gentle, and a dad is kind, and a dad is someone who, even though they're a terrible golfer, they're going to have a good time when they're out there golfing. And a dad is someone who, when you're 17 years old and you get into your first car accident in your neighbor's car and you tell him about it, he says, well, good thing it wasn't our car. But, you know, there's a part of me also that I have to say I was a little bit mad, right? I was mad that he left me, that he left us. And there was this feeling of, like, I couldn't quite hear the things in my head that he used to say all the time. Because I realized, like, when he died, I was in my 30s, and I thought, like, well, you know, I'm a grown-up, I'll be okay. But I realized that I missed him more every year in, like, new and unexpected ways. So I'm sitting there on the bench, and I'm trying to figure out what to do, and I can't remember what his voice sounded like. But I did remember what I used to say to him. So I said it there, sitting on the bench, out loud, and it felt so, so good. Hi, Dad. Thank you.
That was Andrew Shelfo telling about his family reunion as part of our potluck story slam at the NEPM studios last spring. I'm Katie Wright. I'm the producer of NEPM's Valley Voices podcasts. Valley Voices is a co-production with the Academy of Music, and we're already working together to plan season 10. The first call for auditions is coming soon, so make sure you don't miss it. Sign up for our emails and get all of our timely announcements. You can do that through nepm.org or just send us a note at valleyvoices@nepm.org. And in the meantime, see you next week for another one of NEPM's Summer Shorts podcasts.